At least 15 members of the New South Wales Young Nationals have resigned after the ABC revealed a push from far-right fringe activists to infiltrate the party. The resignations include at least four men identified as having links to alternative right groups. Alex Mann from the ABC's Background Briefing program broke the original story nearly 3 weeks ago, and he joined me a short time ago to talk about the developments. Alex, what do you know about the people who've resigned from the Young Nationals?
What we were able to find by looking around in a number of closed Facebook groups and by a little bit of monitoring their activities in the real world as well, was that these guys had connections with a lot of far-right and extreme material. They were talking online about their plans to join and influence major parties from within.
And what is the National Party organisation saying today?
Since the very first moment that we brought this story to the attention of the New South Wales Nationals, they've been quite strong in condemning the behaviour and the conversations and the posts of the young men that we've identified. And over time, they've conducted an internal investigation, which identified about 18 people that they suspected of being involved in this far-right push within the party. The latest from late yesterday was that a letter was sent by a number of the people who were identified as suspected of having been involved in this push, and the Nationals have committed to continue their investigation, and the result of that investigation is due to be handed down on Thursday or Friday this week.
Now, your reporting's revealed that far-right groups are trying to infiltrate mainstream political parties in Australia. In a broader sense, what are they actually trying to achieve?
What we were able to identify by looking at what they were saying online is that this is a movement, a group of people who talked in great detail about the kind of Australia that they wanted to live in. They talked about problems with immigration policy. They talked about the desire for an ethno-nationalist state. So these were people who had an affiliation with fascist politics, and what they wanted to do was move Australian politics in that direction.
And that's Alex Mann from the ABC's Background Briefing program.